room will also get a chance to come in and talk to. We're going to try to get everybody. If we don't get it all done tonight, I'm going to have another one. So we'll do the best we can on that until we get everybody's questions answered. So my name is Vince Lutterby, I'm the mayor. Appreciate everybody showing up tonight, and we'll do the best we can with the situation we've got. We do have fire ordinances, and that's why some people aren't going to be able to stay in here and stand inside. And the chief and the police will enforce that. So I'm going to give you a little background, because a lot of these questions I already know are coming. I'll see what I can do about giving you some background. The MOU, the Memorandum of Understanding that we had with the city and Saline Animal Lake happened in 2020 under a previous mayor, and there was no council action taken at that point. It was just a memorandum between the mayor and the Saline Animal Lake. So therefore, the council is not actually involved in this at all as far as a voting body, but they have been informed, and I'll go through how that happened. Over the years, and I was aware of this even when I was running, there have been some friction between the two parties involved. And I even talked about, and I called Mayor Hendricks when he was the mayor, asked if there was a way of perhaps having a levy or a tax, some sort of thing where we could increase the animal shelter capacity and work with the Saline Animal Lake at the same time and see what we could do. It turns out you cannot do that with a levy, just in case anybody was wondering. It has to be through a tax increase. Okay, the available tax increases are sales tax or this new, public safety tax that recently got passed in Jefferson City, allowing Marshall, Odessa, and I think one or two other cities in Missouri specifically to be able to increase the tax for special services such as fire, police, and animal control. So we fit under that. And the city, and Drew Green alluded to this the most recent council meeting, that the city is considering seeing what kind of response we'd get on a tax like that we might propose in August of next year. And we will delineate where all the money would be going, what we were planning on doing with that. So that is the future as far as the finances go. We don't have any different finances between now and then. And so the police department will absorb any additional costs as far as food and maintenance of the shelter, but there won't be any lack of food or shelter for the animals. Now, I want to skip forward just a little bit before I get into the procedure that got us here. Been a lot of talk that we want to become a kill shelter again, that it's farthest from the truth. I'm an animal lover, most everybody here is, and most everybody up here is. We want to continue the Saline Animal League's fine work, and we think it's fine work, absolutely, and well appreciated in keeping the animals alive as long as possible and finding homes for them. And that's exactly what we're going to do, and we're going to hope that after this is all over with, the Saline Animal League will be a big partner with that with us. The only difference is they won't have an office in that building. That's where we're at now. Now, how we got here is, when I first came on, I had a meeting almost the first day, at least definitely in the first week, with as many of the Saline Animal League people that could make it there, and it was a considerable number. We had that little room off to the side, and we talked about things that were going on. And then I got back and talked to the police department about some of those issues, and we got back and forth. We had several meetings, some of them lengthy, some of them easy, some of them with the full league, some of them just with two or three members of the Saline Animal League. And we just had one of those meetings just before the termination letter went out. Now, let's see, I'm trying to get the timeline right. Early September, and I don't know the date, we'd have to go back and look, we had a closed session where the chief wanted to make some concerns known to the council and committee and to everybody involved in the closed session. The reason those minutes are closed is we talk about personnel and potential legal problems. And that's with the sunshine on, that's how you do that. If there's no vote taken, and there wasn't, it was strictly an informational meeting, we don't divulge any results from that because there were no actions taken. It was strictly an informational meeting. No letter of termination was issued that night. Nothing like that happened at all. After the meeting was over, we went home, and that was the end of that. I asked a couple of council members to look into some of the things that were going on and to see what could be salvaged. Their opinion was that the termination letter is probably the way to go to get forward, pull the scab off now, let the healing begin, and do the best we can. So the chief got the termination letter in order, brought it to me. I said I wanted to be the one to deliver it because I felt that the people at the Saline Animal League knew that I was a supporter, and I wanted to be the one to take it. So I did. I presented it to Danita on the 4th, and I said, now we need to have some meetings and see where we're going to go from there. And I was naive. That was my fault. That's where everybody's thinking, oh, this is done behind closed doors. There was no reason to have meetings about where we're going to go forward. If we don't have a termination letter, we just continue as we are, maybe make some changes, little changes. But once the termination letter's there, then we need to decide where we're going forward, what kind of support we can give the Saline Animal League, Danita, Cheyenne, and the people that were paid, and what kind of support we expect back from the Saline Animal League. My fault. I should have just realized it was going to get out before we had a chance to talk to everybody about it. So we're backpedaling a little bit. This is probably the discussion we should have had I not done that. So I apologize to everybody for emotional trauma and confusion, but everything was done, we thought, to try to stop all this trauma and try to have answers for you ahead of time when we made the announcement. So I'm taking the blame for it, can't do anything about it now, moving forward. What I want to express to everybody before we start having the questions, I want the Saline Animal League involved as much as possible. I want as much that we want to support them financially, and I'm going to make a little statement here in a minute anyway, but as much as we can financially, emotionally, therapeutically, and for the dogs. We want all the dogs to be as safe as long as possible. If there's an empty pen, no animal would be euthanized, even if their time is up. There is no 5-day limit. It's actually, just to show how things get changed, it's actually 7 days, and that's a minor difference, but it's out there, and I wanted to set the record straight.
But if there's no empty pen, what are you going to do?
Hopefully we would, the thing I would like to do is have the Saline Animal League take care of that animal as long as they can, either through a foster program.
Where?
We have, well, that's up to the Saline Animal League. They'll tell us. We'll follow their lead.
Well, you've been very good at blaming yourself throughout your speech. You have not given us a direct reason why you have terminated the Saline Animal League. I think we'd all like to know that.
Well, okay, let's go this way. Let me go backwards for a second. If we terminate somebody in the sanitation department, we don't have a council member, or we don't have a council meeting on that. If we terminate a contract, say with somebody we're doing business with, we don't have a council vote on that.
Okay, but even in your brain, you know this is going to cause this.
So we do.
Back to the reason why it happened.
And you have no cause? So you're telling us you've no cause to terminate?
No cause that I can share because we'd be getting into personalities.
That's bullshit.
We'd be getting into personalities.
You're talking to the community of Saline County here. We need a reason. We love animals.
We need to know why. We deserve to know why.
Yeah, we do.
Mayor, can I suggest to answer their questions and some of the other concerns, why don't you explain how you feel and the county, city council feels that the city, the community, and the animals will be better served under the plan that you have in place.
That still doesn't tell us why the Saline Animal League has been terminated.
Just give them a chance. I think you're going to get your question answered. Go ahead.
I cannot give you specifics.
And then if it's not, then follow up.
But the reality is that the two entities were not getting along. We didn't see a future doing it the way we're doing it now. If somebody had to go, it would not be the owners, it would have to be the tenants. Yes, Crystal.
I'm sorry, I didn't until tonight even know who ran the Saline Animal League. I was aware that Danita ran the animal shelter because I messaged her a time or two about animals. But through my Facebook group today and some accusations that were being made by two women in town, I recalled a Facebook post that was made back in 2022 about those two particular women getting into it with the Saline Animal League over how they were posting animals on Facebook and it caused some type of issues. And so I
don't believe that's involved with what's happening now.
Well, I asked that question because they are the ones that are making the public accusations that the Saline Animal League is not doing their job. And then tonight, I was informed that one of those is the daughter of the best friend of the chief of police. And so I don't know any of these people involved. I have no personal.
All I can say is, if Anita can follow up on this, if she'd like, I don't really want to put her on the spot. That is not the issue.
Your dog control officer is not an animal lover. I have dealt with him, and his answer is euthanize.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. I've had many conversations with him. We can agree to disagree, but that's not, and that is not also pertinent to what's going on tonight. What's going on tonight is I'm trying to let you know, trying to let everybody know that we consider Saline Animal League to be integral in our future plans for the animals, that we intend to follow their lead and work with them and keep every animal safe as long as possible.
But that's
I do think that was an important question, though, because you have referred to this multiple times as friction and the problems that were going on between the two entities. And what's going to happen eventually is it's going to cost citizens, taxpayers, money to solve a problem that they are currently solving. And if they weren't solving it properly, I feel like we should have known that there was an issue ahead of time. Somebody should have
known. Before I even ran, I know there was a problem. So I imagine there's different levels of what's going on out there. I have talked to several people that are here in the audience right now about forming an ad hoc committee and trying to do something about that before I ever even ran for the office. So I was aware. If you're not, I'm sorry. I don't know the different levels of awareness.
I have to tell you.
But I'm still trying to stay on track as to where we're going to go in the future. This is a reality. It's going to be the way it is. And if we want to work forward, we have to work together.
I think in all fairness and transparency, we need our community of supporters to know, one, that until these press releases started flying off the presses, no one had informed us that we were going to continue in any kind of cooperative relationship with the city. We were unaware completely until we read it, like other people have. No one came to us and said that, not you or any of the other
As I said, we, that was my fault for being naive. I thought we could deal with this before we had this particular announcement.
Why would the Saline Animal League want to keep working with you guys?
What does it have to do with us? It has to do with the animals. Okay, hopefully they want to work with the animals.
Yeah, exactly.
We can't trust you, Ben.
Was this for the animals or was this about power?
Yeah.
Well said.
I'd like to know this. It is a public record that the budget for the animal shelter is $2,000 a year. Now, year to date last year, we have a copy of the budget. This has been known forever. Last year, the Saline Animal League spent $110,000 caring for those animals. Thus far this year, we've spent over $80,000 caring for those animals. You cannot pay $2,000 a year to maintain that old building. You cannot spend $2,000 a year on electricity. You cannot spend $2,000 a year on food to feed those animals. And you cannot spend $2,000 a year to pay Tom Bloomhorst, the city veterinarian, to euthanize every one of those animals that comes out of there. It's admirable to know that you're an animal lover and you're here for the animals and you want to help them. But at the end of the day, it's a naive thought to think that we're not going to be euthanizing dogs after 7 days because those cages are continually filled up every single week.
Exactly.
And now we're in a corner. Exactly. We don't have a building. The building that we're currently renting will not house even the animals that we currently own that are in the animal shelter. So what is the plan moving forward to help these animals?
The plan is we're going to do everything we can to support the Saline Animal League to continue their work.
Wow! We terminated them. How?
We terminated their occupancy of the building. We didn't terminate the Saline Animal League.
Because
you can't.
It was the same thing as it was in 2019 before it started, except that we have a different goal now, and that is to be a no-kill shelter.
Well, that's because we did that. I give you total credit for that. We've had no kill status for 10 years.
This is not just since we took over.
I'm sorry.
In 2019.
It happened because of the Saline Animal League, and we accept that.
And does anybody remember what this shelter was like before we took over? Does anybody remember?
Yeah. A question over here. Yes.
No, I was just raising my hand.
That's why I'd like to hear her.
I do remember what the shelter was like 30 years ago because I volunteered at that time. And And my concern as a citizen would be that the city of Marshall and the police department was not taking good care of it 30 years ago. I need some assurance that that will not happen again, is what I'm looking for. And I'm here with an open mind to move forward, but I am really concerned about that because I saw the conditions back then.
Actually, I was a volunteer for the Saline Animal League, 88 through 91. And I know what the conditions were like too. And we helped get cages, we helped get floor mats for it, we had fundraisers and things like that. So I am aware of the conditions then. My goal is, and I can give you my word, and I think the council's with me on this, we're gonna do the funding that we need to fix that up.
I think another important point is that we have tried for 3 years since we've had the actual MOU to have communication. We keep hearing, and it's being fed to the public, that we were hostile or we were in conflict. We made good faith attempts. We have an email stream that is miles long asking for meetings, begging to have people call us back. And I'm talking about the police department as well as city officials being part of a communicative effort to get things solved together. And to this day, they remain rejected and or ignored. We have been repeatedly thwarted in our attempts to heal and be allies for each other, which this should not be an adversarial relationship. We stand to benefit both sides, all sides, our community, our animal lovers. Everyone stands to benefit if the PD and the Animal League work together. But that has not happened, despite our fervent efforts to get people to talk with us. We are not hostile. We are not volatile. As I keep saying, we're just over here trying to save animals.
Can I tell you this? You're dealing with me now. How's that sound?
Well, I
have to do that again.
I have to on your watch. I put you in office. I and tons of my friends put you in office because I believed in you. I feel betrayed right now. I am speaking so from my heart, Vince. I feel betrayed. I feel saddened. I feel lied to. I am in disillusionment that this has devolved to this state. I am so sad.
Someone had just come to us and told us there was a problem.
The other thing I am horribly concerned about, I live 6 miles out in the country. Since the Animal League has taken over the dog shelter, I don't have a new dog dropped at the end of my driveway once a week.
I'm glad you know others do.
Well,
I'm glad you know.
But it is better. I mean, we used to have a dog.
Okay, this is what I'm trying to say.
But
let's
the Animal
forward.
League
Let me
did
take
that.
Some of this responsibility for the communications. Let's work with the Saline Animal League. Let's get going on it. That's
what
I'm trying to do.
We've been terminated.
We've been terminated from being in that building. Nothing else has been terminated.
We're in crisis then. We have nobody to go.
Well, I'm trying to help that right now, and I will do it in the future.
If you're going to get us a building, get something that meets our needs, not the Red House.
I understand that, too. We've had discussions about that, and I don't know if that is.
Okay, let's go.
She's first.
So, since the Animal League is not currently in that building, is there other staff going in and feeding and taking care of?
As far as I know, the Animal League's in there until December 1st.
Collecting fines and
everything is exactly the same crew December 1st. No changes. I also want to say this, because Terry, you're reminding me of this. At no time, even though there's rumors out there, did we think there was malfeasance, lying, stealing, anything like that. And people are going to say, just the fact that I'm saying that it happened is not. That is not what happened. That is not what's going on. I want that clear unequivocally right now. I want those accusations to stop. That's not what happened. Regardless of what else happened, that did not happen.
That's not what we heard.
I know you've been hearing that. That's why I'm saying that is not what happened.
From
I can't say it any other way. It didn't happen.
Can you answer which two councilmen investigated when you asked
them?
I'm just curious.
I want to make sure. Swisher and Thompson.
Okay.
Did they reach out to the Saline Animal League?
I don't know what they did. I stayed away from that on purpose. He's next. All right, well, yeah, I'll have your question answered already.
Logistically, moving forward, on the weekends, when the police are caring for the shelter, are they gonna come in at night and bottle feed the kittens? Are they gonna give shots? Are you gonna send them for animal vet training? Because our girls know how to do that. They're there day and night. Are they gonna do that, Vince?
That's 2 days.
It's 24/7 work at the shelter.
Can I answer now? Is that all right? We're in negotiations with two people to do that job right now.
And one lives in Brunswick,
so she'll be coming in on the weekends at night giving shots.
We're in negotiations right now.
She's a very qualified person, veterinary person.
The best qualified person we could possibly have their job is in negotiations right now. Yes, sir.
That person just got fired.
I have a slightly different perspective here about the reason for that we have a shelter at all.
Yes,
and to me, the animal shelter is not for the animals necessarily. It's for the community, to keep the community safe. If there's stray dogs running around, that's a safety issue. It's a sanitation issue and everything. So since it's a safety issue, I'm going to be honest. It makes sense to me to have the public safety officers in charge. That being said, obviously there was, as you admitted, probably problems with the process of how we got there. But I hope that the Animal League would still be, willing to work with the city and everything. I do think it makes sense in my mind for the public safety.
I'm glad you brought that up, because part of the problem has been the animal owners, and I think the Saline Animal League will agree with that with me. We've got animal owners that don't vaccinate, don't spay, don't neuter, there's some hoarders out there. We've had differences. Let's just agree on that right now. Is there any discussion about that? We have some animal owners that aren't taking care of their animals. And the whole city is suffering
either.
Because of that.
It's not enforced.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. The last few weeks, we have been reviewing the ordinance and talking to people, and we're talking about, we're going to talk to the municipal judge and the prosecutor to prosecute the cases when they're ticketed instead of letting them go. And that's been a problem. We are working on that, and you can be, and I'll talk about that when it happens, when we discuss that. Just a second, hold on. And then we will, so we're gonna work on that. Now, that's a separate entity, and if they don't cooperate, that's one of the things I'm trying to do, is put the municipal judge back on the ballot rather than being appointed by the council, so that the people, if they think he's not doing a good job, can find somebody else to take his job. And that's one of the things I ran on, is to get the treasurer, which is important, and the municipal judge back on the ballot, because that was taken from the citizens' right to vote in 2017 after I was off the council. So there is an avenue, whether it's an easy avenue, at least the enforcement part of the ordinance should be taken care of, and hopefully we will do that. Now, we're also going to change the ordinance, and I'm going to invite Saline Animal League people to help me with that. But when we're going to have public forums talking about the ordinance, what's reasonable and what's not. One of the things that we've already found out that we need to do is help people that are fostering animals, rather than holding them to the limit of the number of animals we have in a house. If there's a case where somebody needs to bring puppies, if we had a hoarder case like we had again, and a lot of these animals have to be taken into homes, the ones that are safe, not diseased, not injured, not bite cases, would be, I'm sorry, I'm going to get right to you. I just want to finish this thought that you got, okay? Would be fostered under whatever rules we come up with. That would be up to the citizens, Saline Animal League, and everybody for input on how we do that. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I apologize for interrupting.
I'm
Cheyenne, I'm the assistant manager at the Marshall Animal Shelter. Used to be until December 1st, sorry.
Yeah, feel free to stand up.
And I just want to ask this question respectfully. So you just mentioned something about fostering. You don't want to limit people to the city limit. My concern is that this public safety officer, or you all, are not educated on Department of Ag standards or regulations. And one of the regulations in Department of Agriculture is that you can only have so many rooms per household, per animal. So those are things that we as Saline Animal League and the workers have educated ourselves on to make sure that we're within Department of Ag standards. I am concerned that whoever's coming in is not educated on that subject and has not been through that process before, therefore we'll be making more breaking rules and or putting animals at jeopardy. That was my first part. My second part, you said, remind me, I get lost in thought. Okay.
Or come back with it later if you remember. We're here till 10 till.
You say you want to fix things now, and I understand that. And remind me when you were elected?
April.
And I think Vince did come this first or second day. And we have been in discussions with him and Anne Marie, multiple emails asking for resolve issues, asking to work on things, fix things. So my question is, why now, after we've been terminated, are you taking these issues seriously and not whenever, in wanting our education and knowledge on the subject when we were willing to give it before, why now after we've been terminated and set free and pushed off to the side, do you want our knowledge and education on these subjects?
I never stopped wanting your knowledge, education, and help.
So why don't you do it today?
Never stopped wanting it. Okay. The person we are negotiating with for the new officer is Danita. We want her to interface with Saline Animal League, start the healing, get everybody back on the same page, and work toward a no-kill shelter. She hasn't accepted. We are negotiating. And I asked her if I could bring that up tonight, and she said yes. So there is an interface, and I totally trust Danita, and she would be working as close with me as she possibly could, and she will have an assistant.
So what I have to say is that why in the heck then these two ladies that have worked their heads off countless hours and days and weeks, I foster myself, I know what I'm doing, they know what they're doing, and then why would you just terminate them and then all of a sudden say, oh, but we think the Saline Animal League is great.
Yeah. We did not terminate the Saline Animal League. We terminated the office space. That's it.
Yeah.
Why?
The MOU. Why? That's what's running.
That's specifically the
it's not happening that. So
I'm sorry, I didn't hear
you. Expect everybody not to be mad.
Well, now, I'm sorry. Two questions at once, and I didn't get either one of them. What would you ask them?
My last one is, why would you even think about terminating these people? You just said they've done a great job. They're working really hard. They're doing everything they can. We as people in this community have come out and fostered these animals, brought them to health, get them their homes, do all this stuff. Oh, we're Saline Animal League is just great. They're wonderful. So we'll just take away their MOU and the heck with them and they'll fire the employees. So
my opinion, people that know me know this. I have always liked Saline Animal League. I've always supported them financially and with my time and with my efforts and with conversations even beforehand with
doesn't
people
like
to help
that.
With that.
We thought you did.
So that's what I'm saying. They're not going to be set adrift. I want them to be part of this. It's just not going to be at the animal shelter.
Why?
Because the chief and others who agree with him
think
that's a bad situation.
I support
the chief. That's why you have.
Excuse me.
I'm trying to answer this real quick.
No,
you can talk afterwards. I support the chief. I support all my department heads until they prove otherwise. And otherwise, why would you have department heads? They make the tough decisions. He's taking the hits too. I don't know.
Where is he?
He'll be here later tonight. This is my forum.
Okay, so when was the last time?
He wasn't invited to my forum
tonight. When was the last time that he met with the Saline Animal League?
I have no idea.
We don't know when he met with
I have no idea.
Did he ever meet with
Never.
I have no
Never.
Idea.
3 years ago. 3 years ago. Okay. So between that time, was there some action items he gave them to do better before terminating?
Usually what would happen is that would be dealt with the animal control officer and the Saline Animal League.
No. Okay, where was that then?
No.
I don't know. I know that Saline Animal League came to me with questions and we tried to solve some of those problems initially. I don't know if they got solved to their satisfaction.
We
had other meetings afterwards and some were and some weren't. And so we continued, and then we over things with improvements to the building, and we tried to help them, and we got some ARPA grants to help with the building itself, and those contracts have been signed, but the work hasn't been done yet.
Okay.
But it has been signed.
So I recognize that you aren't going to be able to
this, but apparently it's been 3 years since the chief of police has talked to the Saline Animal League.
Okay.
And yeah, he feels comfortable issuing a letter terminating the MOU
based on a hostile environment.
Or is he just taking the word from the animal control officer at that point? I just want, there should be some records of the friction and not just the friction.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to that.
That will hopefully come out then when he gets here later at the council.
I'm not going to put him in front of the people tonight, but he can make a statement tonight.
Okay, well, he won't answer my phone calls or return my emails. So.
Well, very good.
It may be that you're on hold because he's got so many. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, come out ahead of this.
I'm going to go here because that's the second time. Yes.
Hey, so does the eradication of the MOU, does that open up any more access for any more groups to be able, or grants for the city?
Yes.
Okay.
No, sorry. Go ahead.
No problem. You speak, we're hearing a ton of friction. I'll tell you, you get old women and old men, gray-haired, all excited when
That's
you talk about pets, right? So, but you're talking about the friction, and I'm not hearing how that will resolve, because Danita will be then thrown back into a position of still this balance of power between the enforcement of the ordinances
and laws.
She'll
be answering to me. And
she'll be answering to you.
Directly?
If she wishes, otherwise it'll be the city administrator, but we had a discussion. She's comfortable with both of us, but she can come to me anytime she wants to.
Not the police chief?
No, it'd be me. Or the city, yes.
But the police chief.
But we're under negotiations. She's got some feedback she wants to give us before we finalize this contract. So let's just leave it at that right now. That she's the person we're talking to, and we have complete faith in her, and we hope that works out. Yes, Crystal.
I'm sorry, I got a little bit of what I was going to ask, but I just wanted some clarification on exactly what is happening here, because you've kind of thrown this for a loop. So
good.
They terminated the MOU contract.
Yes.
They no longer have access to that building.
As of December 1st.
But you are hoping that Danita is going to start working under you or reporting to you in what capacity?
As a liaison and as the main person working with the adoptions of all animals. The job description hasn't totally been completed yet, but we would want her to be out there to be able to have access to, but not, she would work from her home as far as the major part. She'd go out with the access, look at the animals, sometimes she wants to.
So let me finish a question and answer. She's going to be a liaison.
I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
Working alongside the animal control officer?
Yes.
Without friction?
Probably with friction, but then she'll be reporting to me and I'll be reporting to the chief.
Is the ACO going to be the chief?
I can't hear all the questions, sorry.
The chief, let's put us in this position. You're going to be liaisoning with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that gives us a lot of hope, doesn't it?
What are you looking for?
Danita, I cannot believe you are considering doing this.
She wants to help the animals, and she realizes this is the way to do it.
We all want to help the animals. You're the ones that want to euthanize them.
That's your word, not mine. That was your word, not mine. Make this clear right now. I'm a little pissed off about this. I want every animal to live a good, long life. I'm doing the best I can. We've got some problems. We're going to deal with them. We can deal with your help, or we can deal with that animosity. I hope we have your help.
All you
I'm tired of these people putting words in my mouth. It's not true. You're absolutely incorrect. Yes, Chris.
Who will have the say on what the new procedures are as far as the euthanasia?
That's what I say. We're going to have the ordinance. We're going to have public hearings with it. Everybody will have
it. So currently there's no procedure in place.
Yes, the ordinance that's in place right now is the one we have to go by.
And until what date?
Until we get the new one going. I'm planning on starting that right away. We've already been reviewing it.
And there will be public hearings?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Who will be taking care of the animals at the animal shelter if Danita's working from home?
The same people. Hopefully, the Saline Animal League will be working with Danita, and they'll have schedules worked out.
If the Saline Animal League
really cares about the animals, they're going to find a way to work with us, and it'll be through me.
Shelter.
I know you probably are not going to answer this question, but you want to work so badly with the SAL. Why are you tossing them out of the building? Because of a personal thing with the chief, instead of leaving them in the building and then just having the city work with the SAL in the building, because they're the ones who know what they're doing. The city does not know what they're doing.
We're doing a good job.
Where do you get your information that the city doesn't know what they're doing?
Because they're not in the shelter.
They are now.
They're doing their job.
They're working in rescue.
You don't learn rescue overnight.
Any other questions?
If I may, they are doing their job as the police department.
My answer is they know what they're doing. Go ahead.
Is there a particular reason that the animal shelter has to report to the chief of police?
Yes.
Why can't it?
Animal safety is part of the police department.
Oh, it has to be part of the police department?
Well, it is right now in the ordinance.
But could that be changed? Because it seems like that's part of the challenge.
We can look into that. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be kind of the crux of the problem here. And if you shifted responsibility for the animal shelter to the city administrator or directly to the mayor, for instance, a lot of this could be resolved.
I'd welcome that, but I don't know. I will have to check into it. I don't have no idea. No idea.
But can we get your assurance that that will be considered and potentially?
Be considered tomorrow. How's that sound?
Heather, I can answer that. Other cities have their animal shelters listed under either a freestanding entity or
under the
county health department, the city administrator. It doesn't have
to be. Since I don't know the answer to that question, I can't answer that question.
Absolutely, but at least it will be explored, because I do think that, honestly, Mayor, if you were to sort of make that proposal and make that shift, can we all agree that a lot of the hostility in this community right now would be quelled, and we probably could come up with a more efficient, effective, and financially responsible solution to this entire problem?
Works for me.
In the best interest of the community and in the best interest of the animals.
I don't have any problem with change. We can look at that. Sure.
Right.
We asked that.
Let's get that on.
We tried that. Yeah, we did.
Well, I didn't hear it.
We did in a meeting. I asked you why. Well, just the other day I said, why can't we go under Parks and Rec? One of the other departments.
Yeah, I might have gotten hung up on Parks and Rec, because that's not going to happen. But yeah. Okay.
I have a concern when I just heard you say, supposedly, potentially, Danita would report to you, and then you would report to
not the report chief. To the chief.
Right,
I would,
but that
I would
be the
chief.
The flow.
That would be the flow.
So my concern is, we met with you on October 12th, which was actually after the delivery
And we had tried to set up another meeting for this week, and then we were going to announce everything.
But I think you said that we met just before the termination letter. It was
That was a smaller meeting before the termination letter. The big meeting with you guys was after the termination
letter. That was
letter.
In July, though.
Yeah. We got emails and other discussions.
And then we were supposed to meet at the end of August, and we had some scheduled
COVID problems and things like that. Yeah.
Be that as it may, just in our most recent meeting with you, you asked for Danita to draw up a list of bullet points, and you were going to request the same thing from the chief of police, talking points that we would share with each other through, that you wanted them emailed to you, and then we were going to meet this Friday to try to have a coming together, which we've asked for 3 years. I'm getting to my point here. When Danita emailed Anne Marie just to make sure and clarify, so these are my takeaways from the meeting, and Anne Marie said, Denise said, please correct me if I have anything wrong, so on and so on. And so she copied you on the email, and everything seemed fine. And then within, I don't know, an hour, you reported back that there will be no bullet points that talk about anything except what we're doing with you going forward. And the chief was not interested in an extension, because that was one of the things we asked for, was an extension of the deadline. And so my concern is, it seems like the chief gives you commands and you follow through. How will that be different if Danita is answering to you and you are...
Okay, the meeting was to be with the chief and the Saline Animal League to try to work on bullet points. Exactly right.
Right.
That, we discussed that, and then the weekend happened and the news came out, everything blew up. And
that was the same day.
It was hours.
It was the same day as our meeting.
She's talking about your email response to Danita.
Yeah.
First, it was Danita confirming that you wanted bullet points to talk about with Chief, and she was asking for confirmation in the email, and then you emailed back an hour later saying there will be no more bullet points because.
And we're only
talking about
discussing
because that was too volatile.
The termination.
Discussing past.
conflict resolution.
Yeah, I said, yeah, basically the chief said that that he wasn't interested in an extension, so I didn't see any reason to continue with that discussion.
Does he talk for himself, or do you only talk for him?
Even discussion.
I talk for myself.
No, the chief. Does the chief talk for himself? I haven't heard anything from him yet.
I don't know. He's more capable of talking for himself.
I'm trying to.
You've been doing it all night, so I was just wondering.
I feel that I made the mistake in not making.
No, if he wrote the letter, we're starting with him. We need some answers from him.
I'm trying to express my concern that if he wielded that much power over you in this short amount of time, hours and hour, what's going
to
happen?
All he said was he wasn't going to come to that meeting. He didn't have not a power over me. He just denied going to the meeting. He was not going to come.
There was no need for bullet points. That's what you told us. Because evidently, that's what he told you.
No, he didn't tell me that. He just told me there's no reason for an extension, and he wasn't really interested in participating in where he said, she said. And so I said, let's just cancel the whole thing, and we're going
to
go ahead and move forward.
He's
the department head. It's his department. Right now, regardless of what Heather said, the animal shelter is under the purview of the police department. If that changes, that will change things. But right now, he's in charge of that, and his word is final.
What I'm trying to clarify is, Danita is going to be in a position of vulnerability if the chief is still calling the shots. I appreciate us having a law enforcement presence in our town. Of course, we need that. But if this is something she's going to have to watch her back constantly
on. No, she's
going
to work for us. She's not going to have to be down there.
But you are going to be talking to him. You are the go-between, and if he is
he will run the animal shelter, she will be the liaison with the Celine Animal League running the animal
shelter.
But
look at what's happened so far. And this, again, is a breakdown of communication. We were fully ready to
I'm working real hard to reestablish that communication.
I'm working real hard trying to understand what we can believe and what you stand for.
I'm telling you right now what I stand for. We're not on Facebook now. You don't have to listen to what people say about me on Facebook. This is where I stand. I stand with the fact that we're not going to have the City Animal League in the animal shelter anymore at that point. I also stand with the fact that I want it to be a no-kill shelter, and I don't think we can do it without the City Animal League. That's where I stand at the moment.
Mayor, that really makes sense about that for you.
Good.
So can I make a proposal or something for you all to consider as city council members and as our mayor? Obviously, this is an incredibly divisive issue. Okay?
Yes.
I think everyone in here can agree that there needs to be some additional thought to resolving this in a way that is in the best interest of the community and in the best interest of the animals, and also in the best interest of you all trying to have some relationships within this community that are not hostile over this issue. Why isn't there a consideration of a proposed stay on this issue? There's nothing magical about that December 1st day. So why don't you consider a stay on this situation with the opportunity to consider resolutions like moving the oversight? I would think that Police Chief Donnelly Donnell would love the idea of eliminating the responsibility. That man has incredible responsibilities in this community. So moving that to another entity, something, you know, have an individual that you've already said, there's no personnel issues here. There's no theft. There's no mismanagement. There's none of that. None of those things that make this a crisis situation that it has to happen now. So stay this for an additional 30 days.
We
make it January 1st. Consider resolving some of these issues, at least as a good faith effort to these people and to this community that says we are doing everything we can to find the best possible solution for this city. I think everyone in here, hold on, Danita, I hear you, I mean, I know. But I think everyone in here, if you took those steps, we would at least respect the fact that process had happened. Am I right?
Yes.
And in light of the fact that there is no urgency here, right? There is nothing happening down there that is illegal or that is violating any codes, or there's nothing happening. In fact, it's in the best financial respect for the community to do this. The city's going to cost the city more. It's going to cost us as taxpayers more under this new plan than it is. So at least take an extra 30 days till December 31st. And see if there's a resolution that can happen that doesn't involve all of this, for God's sake.
Yeah.
The chief is
not interested in that. Please.
You're asking me to consider it, I'll consider it. I'll talk to some people, we'll see where we can go with that.
Yeah, chief.
The chief.
Oh, here'd be one of them, sure.
Well, but I mean, ultimately, remove him.
But I want to talk to people out here that I know also.
But from the responsibility.
For that, and see if we're going to have some cooperation, we're going to continue to have name-calling innuendo and Facebook craziness.
But sir, that would help eliminate that, right?
I hope so.
It would, I mean, if you said, guys, I've heard you.
Or do we want to go through this, if it doesn't work that way, do we want to go through this for another 30 days?
Well, but at least.
So I'm just saying that, I'm going to consider it, and I'll start working on it tomorrow, how's that sound?
Yeah, that's great, at least you can say, we're making every effort, right? And that there's a lot, huge amounts to be said for that.
Crystal.
On behalf of yourself and the council.
And then, Crystal, then.
First, I think that's a great idea, I just want to make sure if that's possible, because.
I don't know, that's why I'm going to consider it, I'll find out.
What I heard you say earlier was that it was strictly the chief of police.
I do not intend to try to overrule my heads of department, I try not to, but if he can agree to that, we can have a talk, a face-to-face, man-to-man talk about it, I'll do that tomorrow.
I'm just looking for if that's allowed, can you do that?
Sure, absolutely. Everything's allowed, Leslie.
I'm just trying to get information.
What is the procedure to move that from out from under the chief's jurisdiction? Like, is that a council vote?
No, I can't, oh, I'm sure the council would have to be involved.
Right.
We'd have to find ordinances that are comparable and deal with that, and then we'd bring an ordinance form, and we'd probably have since it's so important, we wouldn't go through the normal committee meeting, we'd do it with the town forum and see, you know, what ordinances everybody likes and everything for everybody to do that.
Well, I would think that you wouldn't even need to have a town forum.
Oh, I would want the feedback, I don't want to do this again.
But that's why I think this is your feedback, so if the consensus is that potentially, I think I agree with everything Heather said, and potentially if we're going to be able to move forward in a positive manner, that the oversight probably needs to go away from the chief and back to either you or the city administrator or who someone else, whoever the council or whoever would vote on that would.
I'd rather have a board.
Awesome.
Okay.
Because you don't know who the next mayor is going to be, you don't know who the city administrator is going to be, you don't know what's going to happen.
True.
You need to have some sort of oversight that's permanent but malleable, and the board would probably be elected by the people.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know, I'll find out what the legal parts of this are. We'll
that was my question. I just curious how that could happen.
Yeah. Oh, we've got about one more minute. I don't mind doing this again, but we do have time commitment because we have a council meeting scheduled. The last question for now.
Okay, thank you. My quick question is, and I'll make it brief. I'm sure budgets have already been submitted for the year.
Yes.
In a dream world, I hope that the chief and Sal can just work it out. But if they don't, where is the money going to come from to hire at least 2 to 3 new employees, which is what it's going to take to run that shelter? It takes all day for one person to clean.
I don't know, because this has recently come up.
So
if you want me to say I know and lie to you, that's fine. If you want me to say I'm going to work on it and I don't know, that's the answer. Accept it. Okay, yes, what else?
No, that was just it. I just wondered what's plan B, but clearly you don't have
I don't have a plan B. This is part of plan A, and it's not working out real well. But if we got some ideas and some answers, but I'm going to move forward, do the consulting that we talked about, and get back to everybody.
But we're on such a time crunch, December 1st. I mean, I think there's got to be a plan B.
We just dealt with that, didn't we? We'll see how we go with that.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, everybody. We're going to get ready for our council meeting. We'll do this again as soon as possible. I'll try to get this word away. I appreciate everybody.
Thank you
for tuning in. I appreciate the tone of this tonight. It was good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.